This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good news guy. It's Tuesday, y'all. It's my favorite day of the week.
No, it's my favorite day of the week.
That's my favorite day of the week. We have a big show for you today. Kirst is not here again.
She's
missing in action twice. But Kerry and Paige are with me, and we'll be catching up with all the good news. Plus, do our regular catch-up reporting on all the news that matters, the top five good news stories of the week, and we're going to talk a little bit about what people are talking about on social media. We've also got the talented Fallon coming into the studio to chat about the good stuff she's doing for Chalk. She's got a campaign that's running over February. Really cool, so I want to hear a little bit more about that. And then something that's close to my heart, and I love supporting them and raising awareness around them, is the Goodbye Malaria team. They do phenomenal stuff around Africa and globally for fighting against malaria and sort of trying to end this disease in our time, hopefully.
And needs to be made more aware.
Well, totally. You know, until you're affected by malaria, you think that it only lies in people that are poor, playing in puddles in the middle of Africa, and it's actually not true. When you go to Ponta da Aurora on your December holidays, there's a big chance that you could contract it. But yeah, so they'll be coming in, talking about their Valentine's campaign. I'm excited to hear all about that. Sorry, my laptop's making noises as well. Everything's just excited today. And then we're going to huddle up with Paige.
Yes.
What do we say? Turning over a new page.
Well, do the huddle up times, huddle up news.
Huddle up news, huddle up news. But the conversation is not just between us, it's also for you guys. So if you want to get involved, get hold of us on Twitter, CliffCentral.com, Brent Lindekew. You guys have got tweeters as well, eh? Tweeters? You got some Twitter?
Who, me?
Yes!
Of course I have Twitter.
What is your Twitter handle?
Kerry Stein.
Kerry Stein.
KerriStein. So it's Kerry Stein.
And Paigey?
Huddle up underscore ZA.
Huddle up underscore ZA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't have Twitter on this phone because it doesn't have enough memory. So I've got Twitter on my computer, which I can't get to. So
man, we were talking about this over the weekend. Yeah. I don't know why they make phones with like little memory. It should all just be standard. They should go, here's your phone. It's 100 gigs. Go. Like, mate.
Some people have no idea, though. So they're just going to get a 16 gig and they're going to be like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 1 week later, their 16 gigs is over. It's done.
I got given, when the iPhone was launched, they gave me like a demo phone to play around with before it was officially launched in South Africa. And it was a 16 gig little iPhone 6S or whatever. I had to give it back because that's how it rolls. But it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
So frustrating. Because your photos can sometimes be like a gig.
Yeah. I know.
Photos are big if
you're taking
photos. So it was just, I had like four apps on there, and every time people, because also, we've become this society where we get into these WhatsApp groups, and we send each other media all day, like videos, songs, that fills up so quickly.
Yeah.
Your WhatsApp is like a big
puller. It's huge. WhatsApp is huge.
Big puller.
No, but that's a problem when you're trying to like get a photo of the moment and you realize no storage space. You're like, oh, damn it. So I'm going to delete like 15 photos and then it's like you can only take one more. So I'm not too sure about phones right now.
Yeah, we
and
need to get...
You've got people in the studio taking off their clothes and you're like, take a photo. And I'm like, my phone is full.
I cannot. All right, so a couple of things. This week, it's Valentine's. I just mentioned that with regards to the Valentine's campaign. Oh. It's on Valentine. Sunday. Do we care? No.
I'm not swimming really. On Sunday.
Swimming for Valentine's. That's
for Midmar.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's this weekend. So a lot of love bugs are probably going to be in Midmar area. Where's that? Durban side. Not Durban.
It's my little one's birthday party on Sunday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What have you got planned?
Hey?
What have you got planned?
She's having a frozen party.
Of course she is.
I think frozen must be one of those most themed parties ever.
Yeah. Do you want to build a snowman?
Exactly.
Let get go. A song stuck in your head. Yeah, so that's all going down. And then obviously, Rack 16, it launched on the 1st of Feb. We spoke about it last week, brought you a little bit of an update. It is insane. I'm so overwhelmed by how the world is just jumping on board.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, we did. I mean, the stats are available on the website. If you go to Rack.
This morning is incredible.
It's crazy. Rackinitiative.com, if you want to go look at that. We're sitting on social media reach of over 5 million already, which is just, that's a little bit crazy. And 34 countries or 34 like big places in the world are involved. So if you click on the Rack Impact thing at the top, it gives you a bird's eye view of people globally that are busy working on racks and talking about it and sharing the love. And I think that's what's so exciting, is that there's real positive change that's in South Africa. In the world, actually. We chatted about it briefly last week, but the concept is exactly the same as it was in year one, year two. Do something, post it online. It doesn't have to be a photo. It doesn't have to be a video. It just needs to inspire someone else to do the same. And if you want to nominate other people to do the same, go ahead and do that. Other than that, we've created the Rack card section. So you can log on. You can download our pack of cards, and you can use them. It's like a paid forward game. It's like real life Uno, but there's a bit of kindness behind it. So it's
buy pretty, someone lunch.
It's yeah, you buy
let
people
someone
lunch.
In the traffic. I think today, what is it today?
Today is let someone in the traffic. Yeah, just give someone way. It's you know, everybody's in a rush.
It's so
everybody's
easy.
Going somewhere,
and you don't have to take photo. Like you don't have to take photo.
No,
post it.
Just do it. Yeah. I had photos sent to me on Saturday. I was sitting at breakfast, and my phone started beeping. Thanks, WhatsApp. And I got a couple of messages from people, the Panda Crew. I've had them on my show before. And they were up in, I think, Pretoria. I stand to be corrected. It was either Pretoria or down in Vereeniging, because I know they work a lot in those two areas. And they had found homeless people and taken them to go get makeovers. So haircuts, showers, new clothes, just a little
that
bit of self-dignity.
Amazing.
And they sent me photos, which I think their video and sort of stuff is going to be launched this morning. Or, I don't know. Well, when it does get launched, I'll retweet it and pass it everywhere. But they, I was in tears when I got the photos, because I just, it's such a big thing, actually, that someone's gone and taken out of their time to create this positive change for other people. And,
That is huge, though, because they really do. They have no way to bath. They've got no way to shower. They probably have no. They don't even have soap.
Exactly, and that's the reality. And something that I did 3 years ago, 3 years later, it caused that. It's like the butterfly effect.
Mm, yeah.
A change one thing, change everything. And
it's
not about me. It's about everybody else and sort of helping and that's that's what it's about. Go out there and do a little bit of kindness. Yeah. Do something.
Showing people how easy it is.
Rad, yeah. Fully on. Go, Gadget Rack. That's what I say. All right, but this is the good stuff, and we're all about the good stuff, and we want to bring you the conversations that people are talking about right now, what's trending on social media. I think this week there's a bunch of cool stuff. I did have a look this morning to see what's sort of going down. And the first one, Kerry, the biggest hashtag right now is?
SB50.
It's the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, which went live on Sunday night. Lady Gaga killed the national anthem.
Yes.
It was amazing. She looked incredible. Her voice is phenomenal. And when they introduced her, that she's now, because she's won like 6 Grammys or whatever, and she's been nominated for an Academy Award, all of a sudden she's like, her clout is just huge.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting up there. So she thrashed the national anthem. It was absolutely amazing. And then they did like a, what would you call a duet with 3 people? Wow.
A duet with 3 people.
Is it a trio?
No.
If you know what it is, just tweet us, because this in the studio now, everybody's got a blank stare. It's like if tumbleweed could come round you, it would. No one knows what's going on. Anyway, the 3 of them, Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars got together, and they did a kick-ass performance. She did her new song, Formation.
Beyonce.
Which is all about, it's all about Black Lives Matter. She's become political, which is amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So she knocked it out of the park. And then social media had a good fun time sort of mocking Coldplay. Because they were like, he just fell so far at the back. Because they had these 2 A-type, Bruno Mars and Beyonce, did like a dance-off. It was incredible. Absolutely phenomenal. There's 5.75 million people tweeting about that right now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, crazy, eh?
Sure.
But if you that is
in
insane.
San Francisco and saw the photos of like the amazing fireworks, and I mean, America take it like completely overboard. I don't know if we've got anything like that here.
No, I don't.
Never.
It's not the same. Super Bowl Sunday is massive.
Yeah.
When I stayed in America, I was there on a Super Bowl Sunday, and it literally is just wild, 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 wild.
Another one of their things.
For
yeah, boy. What's next? What are people talking
Chinese
about?
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
It's the year of the monkey.
It's the year of the monkey. And we do know that because, I mean, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my word.
I wasn't going to go there.
Listen.
I think everybody does, though. Immediately when they go Year of the Monkey, you're like, yeah, we had penny sparrows that knocked that shit out in the beginning of the year. That didn't go down well for us. So I don't know if we should be throwing that around.
Let's give the Chinese some more credit.
It's a completely different thing. It has been planned for years and years and years that it's the Year of the Monkey. I don't know what it means, though. What does the whole Chinese New Year mean? Paige?
Well, there's just, people that bore, I don't know about the Year of the Monkey. I do know about the Year of the Monkey. They're just saying everyone's quick-witted, curious, and innovative, and mischievous. And then everyone who's born, and because I know it doesn't go, you're not born in, like, 1990. You've got, like, a whole cluster of years.
Yeah.
And then, what is it? Yeah, it's just, I've just tried to find a whole bunch of stuff here.
But what's going on about
these beautiful photos and how it's kicking off all over worldwide and the celebration.
It is a huge celebration. It's massive. I've got friends in Singapore that they spent, I think he said, 4 or 5 days decorating their house to get ready for Chinese New Year.
Hmm. That is beautiful. I wonder what it looks like in China, like down there in China
City.
I'm
sure it must be out.
Well,
of
I was
this
in that
world.
Area yesterday, but I'm sure it must be.
I went to Cyril Dean, is what you're sort of saying, in Johannesburg. Yeah. I went, it must have been 2 years ago, I went to the Chinese New Year party in Cyril Dean.
Sure.
And
it's actually
was
so overwhelming.
Amazing.
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, they do like the fireworks. And the food was epic because it was just, there were all these stalls with food.
And the entertainment.
The entertainment was cool. They had those flying dragons that were running around. And at a certain point in the day, each of the stores, the restaurants, put a line of those little firecrackers, the red ones, in front of their door, from the top of their door to the floor. And they lit it, that it goes up, and the smoke goes also. It was like going crazy. But the reason they do that is to ward off bad spirits for the year to come.
It's a cleansing thing.
Yeah, it was so cool.
It's a very spiritual. Yeah. I think it's very spiritual for the Chinese, for their new year.
That's
crazy. Their changes, because they go on a lunar cycle. So the next year of the monkey is 2028.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I'm going to spend this week and I'm going to find out a little bit more about it.
Maybe that's my job to
learn a little bit more about the Year of the Monkey. What do we have next?
State of the Nation versus the Marches.
Sona is on the 11th of February, which is Thursday.
It's our Super Bowl.
I remember when we were younger and you used to like have drinking games for every time that Zuma would push up his glasses. You'd have to take a sip of your drink or whatever during Sona. But yeah, I think this year it's a big one.
Will he pay back the money?
Well, we just don't know. How much is the question, right? Mm. How much? Mm. A couple of things that are coming out of this conversation is the Zuptas.
Yeah.
So Julius Malema has coined a phrase which is now trending on social media called the Zuptas, and his last tweet was hashtag Julius Malema says hashtag Zuma and the hashtag Guptas are the Zuptas and the Zuptas must fall.
Yeah.
That's sort of what he was standing on.
I think,
it's going to be an interesting
Julius Malema is really pushing it though.
But it's good.
Here's the thing, right? They have the State of the Nation happening. They've got all these plans. He has to talk about stuff. It has to happen.
Mm.
There will be Julius Malema planning to do something, something in Parliament. From Parliament side, they're pulling back on the party side, so there's no more big party afterwards. There's no big dinners. I don't even think they're going to do a red carpet arrival this year.
Really? Because, well, that's nice.
Yeah, they've gone. Actually, we can't be spending money when the country is in such a bad way.
Exactly.
So that's all going down, and then the citizens are planning a march on Thursday.
Mm.
It's Durban, Joburg, Pretoria, Cape Town. And, this group of people that are putting this together have just, they've been relentless. They're just keeping it going since last year. They've kept that momentum going. And I think there's a lot of people that are on board because, you know, everybody wants South Africa to be the best that we can possibly be.
Especially now coming up for elections again.
So yeah, I think Thursday is going to be very interesting. The whole day is going to be quite interesting. And I'm going to keep my ear to the ground and my face in Twitter because that's where it all goes down.
Isn't that where it always is?
That's where it always is. What do we have next? Sorry,
Capital.
I'm choking. I'm choking badly. I think there was a spell check there. It's actually Capitec.
I mean Capitec, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, Capitec, Capital. This is all about Capitec, but yeah.
Yeah, no. So Capitec last week There was a sort of Twitter trend where people were saying anybody who has a Capitec card is a complete turn-off. They were saying it's a turn-off.
Wow.
And all, because they think it's cheap. So all these women were going, yeah, if I go on a date and someone brings their Capitec card, I will walk away. Like, I won't even stay.
They pulled out their card to maybe even think of paying for the girl.
Completely. But then Capitec decided, and I don't know if it was just right time, right place, but they decided to release their bank charges and to, sort of make it public so that everybody knows where they stand. And it turned the whole of social media around because the other four banks, the Absas, the F&Bs, you're looking at like 300-400 rand a month that you're paying on bank charges, which is insane, right?
That is huge.
It's mad. Capitec is 5 rand a month.
Yeah. So what, we can either be known as cheap or we can be known as smart.
Okay, so, yeah. So it's, what are you, exactly, are you smart or are you cheap?
And that's how it got turned around. So they released
these
stats.
Well, guess what? I've got an extra 400 Rand a month.
A month. Yeah. So I can actually take you out for dinner and not worry about what it's going to cost. And people started tweeting. There was another tweet that said, on a serious note, Capitec is a responsible bank that encourages saving over unnecessary credits. It's actually what South Africa needs.
And I've actually been into a Capitec bank, and I sat down with them. They were very helpful.
Always friendly, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Can't believe other banks that we're a part of that aren't friendly.
Look, I think I'm going to go get a Capitec card.
Yeah, I am.
I think it's
Let's
time.
Do it, guys.
Yeah. Let's do it. We'll do it together.
I'll take you on a deck.
Well, that's all that's trending. What do we have in our top good news stories? Let's start with number five.
Irish teen invites revolution. Invents. Kerry invites. Oh my word, what is happening with me today? Irish teen invents a revolutionary bag for the homeless. She's giving them jobs too.
It is so flipping cool. So she's 16 or 15? 15.
She's 15.
Her name's Emily Duffy. And she came up with the idea after living rough for a day on Dublin streets, experiencing life as a homeless person to raise money for charity. And she came up with this idea. It's like a reflective sort of material. It looks like it's quite hardy, but it's, I guess that's so that it will last. And it becomes a sleeping bag that they can use, but it's completely, it keeps the heat in, it's fireproof, and
it's waterproof
it's
as well.
Waterproof, and she's now hired homeless people to help make these so that they can get given out.
$10 an hour they get paid.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of money.
That's like, 116 Rand now?
It's like a million rand.
It's a million.
No, but you know what? Yeah. I mean, if you're living in America, obviously it's relative, but 10 rand as opposed to what they were getting before, I mean, $10, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's cool. I like stories like that where it's sustainable and
she's just so innovative.
People are thinking about the actual person that's going to be using the bank. Yeah. It's not just a donation. It's how can we help
and
you?
And she's experienced it as well.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
People are awesome.
Love that. We're going to post that online. What do we have at number four?
Dancing at Dawn, South Africa's new pre-work party scene.
Okay, so I actually got to go to this last week Thursday.
Yeah.
I got invited.
Secret Sunrise.
Yeah. Secret Sunrise. I got invited to the Secret Sunrise. I didn't quite know what it was about, but I thought, okay, cool. So I went online. I bought a ticket. The ticket was $100, little 100 rand. And the night before... The night before they tell you where the actual event is. And this one was at the park in Sandton. I think it's called Innisfree. And we went through and I got there really early birds. It was, I mean, like 10 to 6 in the morning. It was a whole superhero theme that week that they did it. So I was dressed up as Iron Man, as you do. And my best mate, Travis, he was dressed up as Captain America, which was super cool. And they give you these silent disco headphones, which I'd never seen before. It's all Bluetooth. And you put
You've
it on.
You've never seen them before, Brent.
Maybe I have. You just never know.
And spent most of your time at Beer House.
And, so put them on. And they... it was amazing. It was such a cool morning. It's all about fitness.
Start.
It's fresh. It's fitness. There's no...
And it's so beautiful at that time of the morning.
There's no alcohol. It's all just about being fit and dancing and getting out of your ego, I think, is the biggest thing. Because
and it's such a... It's an amazing start to your day.
Totally. And at the end, the last 10 minutes, they sort of went into a calm down stage, told us to sit down and deep breaths and whatever. And I thought we were going to do a whole yoga thing. And they actually did like a 10-minute motivational talk.
Did they do that through the headphones or did you take your headphones off?
Through the headphones. Through the headphones. It was phenomenal. One of the best things I've ever done. And you need to go do it. You need to go
experience
it.
And they do it quite often. There's
it's
another
every
one.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks. I've already booked my ticket. The next one's in Melville, yo.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay. Whee!
Yeah, I'm going to post that story up online so you can read all about it and see some of the cool photos that I took. What do we have at number three?
First graders learn sign language to communicate with their deaf classmates.
So this is wow. That's just
so
wow.
Inclusive.
It's so wow.
6 years old.
Oh, you see.
Little kid is 6 years old, and he decided that he wanted to go to a normal school. He didn't want to be in a different school. Mm. And his mom went and spoke to the teachers about bringing him in. And the teachers were like, of course, bring him in. Yeah. We will make a plan. Like, we'll come up with something. And when he started at the school, they were doing, like, basic signs. So the teacher hadn't learned anything, but to communicate with him, they would do like basic stuff. Like if you were a tourist in a different country and you didn't speak Italian and you sort of show your hands. Mm. And then she realized that actually the children, it would do the kids the world of wonder to know how to learn sign language.
It's a new language.
So she took it upon herself and the school for all the kids to learn sign language. And within like a 3 month period, kids are like sponges.
Exactly, and especially at that age.
They mastered it. And now they all can talk to each other without there being any barrier.
Can you imagine on tests?
To their little friend.
During spelling tests, everyone's quiet, but then they can look, spell out the word. But it's
very
good. It's
cool.
About giving kids an opportunity to be able to.
And just be, so my normal is not the same as your normal. Mm. And this kid, it's normal. His normal is he can't hear.
And it's normal for him, and now it's normal for the rest of the school as well.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. It's such a cool story. And there's also
it takes one person, huh?
There's really cool photos of him interacting with his classmates. So I'm going to post that online so you can see it as well. What do we have at number one?
16-year-old South African dance.
Was that? Yeah, number two.
Number two, not number one.
I was skipping one there. Sorry.
Whoa, I thought there was like, whoa, back it up. 16-year-old South African dancer wins epic international scholarship.
So, a ballet dancer,
yes.
This little kid, his name's Leroy, and I can't even say this, the Prix du Lesson Rond. International ballet competition in Switzerland. He's won, and he's...
First one in 28 years in South Africa.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
What?
28 years.
That's just insane.
Mm, and only the second in South African history as well.
What does he get? It's a scholarship, so he's going to go to an international ballet school.
Yes.
Jeepers, man.
Sure.
So there's only so many industries in the world. Mm. And if you think of a dancer and you think of how many dancers there are, because when you go to the theater, if you go to the cricket, there's dancers that do this professionally, but they never get that moment, that opportunity to really rise and do something amazing. This kid is 16 years old, and he's going to go to an internationally major ballet school. We need to watch him.
Watch him.
And also, exactly. they put in a Facebook post, thank you to the world audience for voting our SA candidate as their audience choice.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Jeepers. So cool. What a good story. What do we have at number one? And I'm excited about this one. So
are you?
Let us know.
I think my blood is boiling, actually.
Go for it.
South African man takes on cell phone giants who are capitalizing on the drought crisis and wins.
So how's this, right? A couple of weeks ago, a motivational speaker from Cape Town, Frank.
Quite ironic. Frank is getting Frank. Frank
is getting Frank.
Situation.
Frank got hold of me, and he asked me to... raise a bit of awareness about this project that he had found. He'd gone to an event and there was a big poster saying help the farmers during the drought, SMS, I think it's 42030, SMS the word RAMP to 42030, it'll donate 30 Rand to this drought disaster. And he'd sent me the link or whatever, and I replied immediately, because I don't mind raising awareness for all sorts of things, but I replied and I said to him, how much of that money goes back to the farmers? Because I've heard horrible stories before about how the cell phone companies keep money.
Disgusting.
So he wrote back and he was like, I actually don't know. I'm going to go find out. And he made it his mission after he did find out. So MTN, Vodacom and Cell C took as much as 60%.
What? I've got goosebumps.
Of that.
I think Paige just fell off her chair.
Sorry. Wow.
60%. For me, I've coined a word. It's called capitalizing on a crisis.
Yeah. Disgusting.
You cannot do that. So as far as I understand, they'd raised about 3 million rand through the service. 60% of that was going back to the cell phone companies.
Well done, cell phones. Well done. Really?
During a crisis. South Africa is standing at a point where our food shortages are going to... People are dying. Like, it's a real crisis.
Did you see... Sorry, just to change the subject as well. When they delivered the water this weekend, because it was one of their biggest... Drives. They got to the end of the queue, and they had... 1 5-liter container left and 2 people. 1 5-liter container.
That was all that was left. They gave out like 3 million liters of water or something.
And 2 people. And they looked at each other and they looked at them, and the volunteers were finished for themselves because they didn't know what to do. They only had 1 5-liter left. And they said, you know what? Thank you so much for this. We'll share.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you look at something like this, people stealing, are you joking?
Yeah, this is it's so disgusting.
But like Haiti and stuff, raising $5 million and only 6 houses were built at the
time. Yeah. So what I love is that Frank took it upon himself. It's not his job. He's not a crusader. He's not some superhero. He's just a guy that didn't like what he had heard. And he was personally getting hold of the CEOs of these big giant companies, writing them emails every day.
They should be scrapping their fees.
I agree, and going forward they should.
As so
if it's for charity or if it's they need to be scrapping it, because that is important. Like, that is, we need to be helping people.
It's not like they're raising money for a business or I don't know, something. It's an NPO. That means non-profit.
Problems.
Really?
It would be nice if they came back and said something.
We'll match it. Yeah,
well,
I think they should.
You know what? Let's get over this drought and let's sort of see what happens. Yeah. And the next time, shocking. And here's something that all our listeners can do. The next time you see one of those SMS for this, ask the question. Ask it. How much money is going back to that cause? Because that is what, I mean, that's
no,
the problem.
No, it's huge. And we actually inquired because we wanted to set one up for an NPO. And I think from 12 Rand, you get 3 Rand or something. It's ridiculous.
Very sad.
No, it is very sad.
Well, let's be change makers in our own rights and just ask the questions and don't support it if it's not going like that. Yeah. I would rather take the time.
Take on the Giants.
Take on the Giants. Let's do it. This is the good stuff. I'm Cliff Central. We'll be right back, yo.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm so excited to have Goodbye Malaria in studio. It's very close to my heart, and it's something that I've always spoken about, and I try to raise as much awareness for the organization. You might not know this, but I try my best efforts to raise awareness for the organization. 5 years ago, my father contracted malaria in Mozambique while on holiday, and he got back 2 weeks later and passed away. So it's very close to my heart, and it's something that I stand for. And I'm so excited to have you in studio. So it's not a morbid moment. We're here to talk about great things that you're doing. We've got Sherwin and Kim in studio with us. Welcome. I'm going to ask you to get really close to the mics. If you can just come a little bit forward. Don't be afraid. Welcome to the good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Let's start off where we can start. I've followed them, but there might be some people that don't know about Goodbye Malaria. So if you can maybe give us a little bit of background about what it is. What is the organization? What do you do?
Goodbye Malaria started a few years ago. Really, we started out having dealt with a crowd called United Against Malaria, which was showcasing malaria at the World Cup in 2010, a campaign started by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. From there, Robbie Brosen, the founder of Nando's, Kim and myself, we sat down and we had a discussion on how do we make an impact in the world of malaria, especially since the malaria community does not have a voice, a strong voice, like they do in HIV and AIDS, for example. And we decided that we wanted to start a campaign where we could give advocacy to what's happening on the continent in terms of malaria, and we wanted to do it through product. Kim had all the great ideas of around the product. Goodbye Malaria kicked off. And what we realized very quickly is that to show our credibility, we needed to do something on the ground, something that people can come and see, can come and kick the tires off and understand that we're more than just making a noise about the disease, but how do we have an impact on the ground? And that's when Goodbye Malaria started indoor residual spraying on the ground in Mozambique in 2013. That project has proved incredibly successful, and we're now expanding it throughout Maputo province in Mozambique.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. Sure. What inspired you to, I mean, you're saying the malaria crisis in Africa was your thought behind it, but why did you get involved?
I think it's all thanks to Robbie Brosen. We started out, it's over 10 years now, with Kingsley Holgate. And Kingsley had introduced us to the plight of malaria on the continent. We went with Kingsley on expedition throughout Africa. And part of those expeditions, they're all humanitarian expeditions, we handed out bed nets. And we realized what an impact it had on children under five and pregnant mums. And from there, we decided we want to really stand up and be counted on the continent. I think part of our challenge in Africa is African leadership sometimes does not stand up. And we felt that the answer to Africa eliminating malaria didn't come out of Geneva or New York.
Yeah.
It had to come out of Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban and Maputo. If it didn't come from on the ground, we were never going to win this war. So I think for us, it was about leadership standing up and being accountable and holding our governments to account for their health programs.
You speak about the awareness. It's a big part of what needs to happen in the education around malaria. How bad is it? If you look at Africa, how bad is it?
Well, Africa has made huge progress in the last 15 years. Malaria had the spotlight during the Millennium Development Goals, and there have been seven African countries that actually achieved those goals. So they set them up in 2000. We measured them in 2015, and there were seven countries that met the goals. South Africa was one of them. In fact, they were honored with an award last Saturday at the African Union Summit. I chaired those awards for ALMA, and we handed out awards to seven countries for achieving it. The sad thing is that there were only seven countries that achieved it. We should have been 30-plus countries that had achieved those goals, and we didn't. There was a million children a year dying from malaria in 2000. And today, it's under 500,000. It's 468,000 kids dying from malaria. What people don't realize, at a million kids, you've got three Boeing 747s crashing every single day, filled with children that are dying. And nobody stands up to make a noise about it. We have one plane crash, and the whole world is in uproar. Here in Africa, this is what's happening to our kids. And our challenge for us was that African society and way of life and our communities have accepted malaria as a way of life. Then nobody is fighting against this to say, hey guys, we can make a difference. Our problem and the solution is malaria can be eliminated. Mm. They've done it in most of the world. Why not in Africa? In the 60s and 70s, when WHO had their program to eliminate malaria, the continent of Africa was excluded from that program. So for us, this is important as Africans to say, we have the answer, we have the solution, it can be eliminated, it can be eradicated, why are we not doing it?
Yeah, why are we not doing more? Like, everybody should be jumping on board and doing it.
Yeah.
But then Goodbye Malaria came up with the products. The wonderful pajama pants, which everybody's wearing.
I'm loving them. I want to feel them.
and the teddy bear, which, I mean, is part of the product range. What was the inspiration behind creating the product?
Okay, so we wanted to create awareness and raise money. So what better way than to create a product that someone is covered in their sleep, while someone in Africa is covered, at that stage when we did the pants, it was a net. But it's still, so you're covered by the spray, you're covered by the net. So that was the synergy of the pants. And we wanted to showcase Africa and African creativity. So we took the traditional shweshwe design and we incorporated our logo into the middle. So we really made... No, it's a citronella flower. But it's always confused. So that's part of the program, is to actually explain, you know, the powers of the citronella.
It's a really cute looking teddy bear. I'm actually going to take a photo and put it on Instagram.
Okay, so the teddy bear came around because, you know, it's a sleep toy, for it doesn't matter who you are, and we used the offcuts on the pants and created jobs for women in the townships in Cape Town to showcase their creativity and raise money for them as well. So these are incredible teddy bears. You know, each piece is handmade by a gogo in the township, and she interprets it her own way, you know.
Are they all different?
Everyone's different.
It's unique. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a really nice story, and how you impact women in Africa and how you impact women in Mozambique. And that's sort of the thinking behind our range. I mean, our range is now expanded. We have a great range of bracelets, which is another initiative which raises, you know, helps gogos in Cape Town. And
so you're covering a couple of bases, because your main focus is malaria awareness, ending that on the ground work so that you can assist the people that are in need. And at the same time, you're creating an income for people who need it here in South Africa. It's amazing.
Our goal is to have a creative solution for an African problem. You know, and that's what it needs to be unique. Why is goodbye malaria unique? You know, there are other spraying programs.
Yeah.
But we're unique.
Unique.
And we want to showcase this to the world, because we can.
I think we need the global parties to come on board. I think that's important when it comes to the cash flow and the people that are able to lay down the money. You have the Valentine's campaign has got to do with the teddies.
Absolutely.
So what are we doing there?
I mean, we've got a great range of products. I mean, these are perfect for young, old, male, woman. You know, they're so cute and they're so meaningful and the perfect Valentine gift.
Yeah, I actually agree.
It's on so many levels.
You don't want to walk into the shopping center as you would, and I'm not going to name drop where, but you walk into the shopping centers, and there's just all the same stuff. It's chocolates, and it's teddies, and it's got no meaning, and you're paying for something, and it's not really doing any good. There's no good behind it. Whereas a product like this, it's a cute little teddy bear. I'm going to post photos about it because I want you guys to see it.
And it comes in a bag,
aww, and it's all goodbye malaria, and you know it's going to a really good cause.
A reusable bag. And it's made in Africa by Africans. I mean, it's just...
It's beautiful.
You know, how many gifts are made in Africa?
I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
All those fluffy teddies come in from China.
From China. If people want to purchase, where do we go? How do we do this? Do you have a shop? Do you have an online shop?
We have an online shop.
Perfect.
And they're also available in a store called Ingenuity in Monte Cassino.
Oh, wow. Mm. What is the online address?
www.goodbyemalaria.com.
It's that simple. We want you to go out today. Go out today. Go and get your teddy bears. How long does it take before they get delivered? Can we get them by Valentine's Day?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's also in the bag. We don't have to worry about that.
No. It's in the bag.
So goodbyemalaria.co.za. Go out there. Check it out. Or is it .com?
.com.
It's .com. .com. GoodbyeMalaria.com. Go and have a squiz. Go buy the teddy bears. Support the pajama pants. It's a really cool range, and it's really... Get you some PJs, Kay. We'll get you some that you can wear while you're in studio.
I know, right?
They're comfy.
But I take my hat off to you, and I applaud what you've done and what you continue doing. From someone who has been affected by malaria, it's just an honor to actually hear that you're working so hard towards it. So thank you very much.
And thank you for giving us this opportunity. I think you know the impact that malaria has had, and I think we need more people to bring awareness within the community. Sadly, in South Africa, malaria is not considered an important issue. We have more issues around HIV and AIDS and the issues with our youth. However, South Africa is one of five countries that can eliminate malaria by by 2020. And someone needs to bring that awareness to the fore to encourage government to keep their foot on the accelerator to do it. The burden of disease is not high. So sometimes it falls off people's plates thinking, okay, you know, it's in the back of our mind, we'll get there. This is a big statement to make. And what sometimes our government doesn't see is that imagine saying to the world, come on holiday, we've got a very cheap currency. We had a wonderful destination for you to come. And guess what? We're malaria free. Mm. That is a big statement to make in tourism. Yeah. So for us, trying to get the awareness out there and trying to get people to think about it and to achieve the goal in 2018 is very important. So thank you so much for bringing it to the fore and keeping it in the public eye. We look forward to working with you guys and really continuing to do something special, especially around World Malaria Day, which happens in April.
Amazing. And I'm going to bring you back for that. So when we do World Malaria Day, we'll do a whole show. We will just hear stories and we'll produce it so that it's about the fact that we need to raise awareness.
Fantastic. And I'd love us at the time if we can get a voice from the communities. Let's try and get people who are affected by the disease to come and speak about it. Nobody's doing that right now, and I think it's quite important.
Perfect. It's been an honor. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And you're back with the good stuff on Cliff Central. What a great show. They've left their teddy bear here in the studio, which is the raddest little teddy bear. We're going to take a couple of photos of that. We're actually going to leave him in the studio. Mm. He's going to live in the studio. Is it a girl or a boy?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
It's
well,
both.
Well done, politically correct person. No, well done, fence sitter. All right. So every week we do a little segment called Huddle Up News. I always go turning over a new page because I love a pun. I love a good pun. We got Paige in today. Kirst is not here. She's off doing great things.
Yes.
As a team, the four of us, we love to stick our fingers in all sorts of charities and really get involved and get our hands dirty. And Kirst is on one of those today. So keep the flag flying, Kirst. We'll be in here just doing our thing.
Yeah, boy.
Cool. Paige, what do we have today? I mean, you come here every week. You give us some sort of idea that we can get involved in a charity. What do we have today?
Well, this week, it was actually quite nice. A friend last week introduced me over email to Westbury Youth Centre in Johannesburg. And I went onto the internet and I was like, okay, let me go and check what this place does. Because often, you know, you're like, oh, okay, how can we get involved? How can we help? And this place is actually phenomenal because they focus on digital curiosity and entrepreneurship development. So they go in and they train kids, photoshopping skills,
what?
How to use a CV, photos, telling your stories and being so creative with your lifestyle and really helping these kids. But not only that, also have farm, sustainable development, a radio show as well.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So this place is, I mean, they're building mind skills and the souls of Westbury community. I saw the pictures and we'll post them just now.
Where is Westbury in Johannesburg?
Oh, they've got it here. I didn't put it down here.
I guess it's in the west. Like, that's my
Westbury.
Man, it's here, but I forgot exactly. I'll put it up there, Westbury.
I'm sure it's in the south.
In the south,
south.
Yeah. But
it's more of your cousins.
My cousin's in the south.
It's nice that they do, what do you call it, photography and filming, and then their entrepreneurship development. Because we say, like, since technology's taken over the world and a lot of these kids don't have access to this, this type of a community initiative and program is very inclusive to those who didn't have that access before. And it's about putting everyone on an equal platform, saying, you can be creative. It's not about, are you good at math, science, and English, and you're not. It's about saying, okay, well, the ones that don't have, you know, the flair for that or the opportunity or access to those textbooks, now they can at least come here and share
and
themselves.
And express themselves.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you go to a private school, private schools offer this all in-house.
Yeah.
So as a child growing up, your understanding of opportunity is so broad. It's so big. You're able to literally go into the world and be like, I want to go into advertising and I'm going to become a copywriter because you know what that is.
Yeah.
Whereas someone who doesn't have that same experience growing up would never know that those type of jobs
exist.
That you're able to do that. And just as you touched on, schools schools are very much, it's academic. So it's all about math, science, biology. How much can you cram into your head? How much can you put down on paper? The creativity falls through the cracks.
Very tunneled.
And not everybody is completely academic. I'm a creative. And as a creative, at my school, I didn't get the opportunity because it was more technical school. So it was incredibly difficult for me to have that release. But as an adult, I've been lucky enough to be in places that give me those opportunities to know.
Wow, in a huge way.
But this is so great. I mean, what Kerry and I were talking about the other day is also everyone, like some people don't know how to conduct themselves online. So this also provides online ethics, which is, you know, you've got to protect yourself, your brand, who
you
are.
That's massive.
And they put them up and created these global communities and putting in contact globally with people in Helsinki or Switzerland, you know, someone at Westbury Community, and they're saying this is how the community works and looks and tone setting for the real world. So it's important. And they also do... what do you call it? Sustainable development and farming and entrepreneurs, gardens. The list
that's
really
beautiful.
Does
that
go
really,
on
really is. That's beautiful.
So it's about inclusivity and giving people the opportunity of which they never knew existed in the first place.
Wow.
So thank you, Westbury. It's amazing.
That's
very
crazy.
Impressed.
You know what? You've just mentioned the internet side. And I'm like a Chappies rapper. I always come with these.
Did you know?
For those of you that might be a little bit young, there's a thing in South Africa that's called Chappies. And before there was Google, you used to open.
That's where we got our information from, kids. The Chappie rapper.
The Chappie rapper. You would open up the bubble gum. And it had all these random did you knows. So today is Chappie, did you know? Today is actually the World Safety Internet Day.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So you just mentioned that about...
Synchronicity.
Yeah, what? It was meant to be. It's World Safety Internet Day. And next week on the show, Rianette from CyberHealth is going to come in
and
give us the lowdown. She's just going to give us the lowdown about what's cracking in the world of the interwebs.
That's so important.
Crazy. So, Paige, what else, what do they need? This charity, what do we need to do to get
volunteers, skills, come together. We all need to go there, support the entrepreneurs when they're selling their stuff, their products. I mean, there's a whole online platform here. So I'm just going from one spot, place to the next, trying to get where it was. But, wait, what did you just ask me now?
I was saying, what do they need?
Yeah.
And you were saying volunteers.
Yes. Lots of volunteers and coming through, and then just to be able to help people with any form of skills that you know, whether you're in digital, whether you're in radio, whether you're in photography, is coming through and giving of your energy. Yeah.
Your time.
Sorry, I'm like so excited about this. There was something that I wanted to try and talk about here about the community, but I've lost train of thought. Sorry about that.
Amazing. Yeah. That's all absolutely incredible. When people want to get in touch, give us your deets.
Huddle Up. I'm Paige at huddleup.co.za and Kirst is kirst@huddleup.co.za. And yeah, what we're trying to do is take away the blind spend. And if people don't know where to spend, like the Vodacoms and things, if you've got 20 bottles of water that you want to donate, we can say, right, we'll put you in the right community.
How about that 60%?
How's about that 60%? You know?
Absolutely amazing. We love having you as part of the team and bringing us all this great stuff. Every week we do a Change One Thing hashtag RAC16, and this week is no different. We alluded to it earlier on in the show. Let people into your lane while driving. That's today's simple Change One Thing that could literally change your day or someone else's. I know it's frustrating. I know when you're sitting in traffic, you always think that you need to get to where you need to go. But if you think about it this way, you are not stuck in traffic. You are the traffic.
Yeah.
And if you realize that you're able to alleviate it by letting someone come in front of you or come into your lane or whatever
just
that is, just do it. It'll make your day a little bit easier. It'll make their day a little bit easier. Put some good music on. Chill the F out. You don't need to get all freaked out, is what it's all about. You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central, and we spent the show chatting about a bunch of really, really good stuff. I cannot believe that the hour's over.
I was just about to say, please, really, can we have another one?
I think I'm actually going to go speak to the managers and tell them that we want a two-hour show.
Management.
If the listeners want us to be on for 2 hours talking about the good stuff, you know, do a little tweet. Tweet Cliff Central Com and tell them, give Brent another chance.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not a chance, an hour. Another hour, not a chance.
Another
a chance
hour.
With an hour.
A chance with an hour. It's been absolutely incredible. Care, Paige, have an amazing week.
Thank you.
Stay out of trouble. Keep doing good. That's how we roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. This is my quote for the day. Having a rough day, place your hand over your heart. Feel that? That's called purpose. You're alive for a reason. Don't forget that.
Thank you.
That's the good stuff for this week. And don't forget to tune in next week. We're going to be doing cyber health. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. We're going to have cool desks. We're going to have cool guests and a whole bunch of inspirational stories to bring you like we do every week. It has been absolutely amazing. This makes my week. This is my secret sunrise. Mm. And it should be yours as well. Thanks and only good things. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.